8995, you know, you really should keep that Motorola in your car for a backup and that thing when that TV20 is not working, because that Motorola works just fine.
Roger that. Yeah, this TV20 is really acting real weird for some reason. I don't understand what's going on with it, but never key that doggone mic. It sure does make that beeping sound, and it's driving me nuts, so hopefully that factory reset does the job on it. I don't understand what's going on with it, but it's really acting funny.
It has a short in the mic itself, too, so we'll just have to see. But, yeah, in the car, too. That, like I said, that Motorola plugged into that antenna will sound phenomenal.
Roger that. Is it sounding okay? Is this, how's it sounding right now, this radio? Is it sounding okay right now?
Yeah, but I can hear you have to key up like 3-4 times before it actually works right.
Roger that. Yeah, the microphone, that's defective. I wonder if you can get replacement microphones for them or whatnot. Do they sell replacement microphones, I wonder?
Oh, yeah. Or just if the microphone itself is messed up, if it's the cord, it could be the cord. You can actually just get a replacement microphone, too. It's nothing better to do it.
I don't know what's going on your end there, Rick, but it's real staticky and you're breaking up really bad. I don't know if you're on a different repeater or if you're low power or what, but it's really staticky and breaking up.
That's because I have to go through Flint right now because the Mayville repeater isn't connecting with the rest of the repeaters.
Okay, copy that. Yeah, so I don't know, when I tried to look onto Amazon for replacement microphones, I couldn't find anything for a TV20 for replacement microphones, unless I was looking somewhere, I mean, I don't know, but I typed in TV20 replacement mics and nothing came up.